Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now the fans in attendance here at KeyBank Center giving Rob Ray a large round of applause as we are set to get this ceremony going. Again, down on the ice level, a lot of former players and Sabres alumni sitting in chairs. And Rob is standing right now at the Zamboni entrance waiting to be introduced to this crowd here tonight. Buffalo, of course, will play, the Sabres that is, and the Nashville Predators just a little bit after 7 o'clock. So we'll have our normal pregame festivities, but we're ready to go with the ceremony. So let's go down to the ice and Dan Dunleavy.
And King Clancy Trophy winner. Tonight, we add another title to Rob Ray's storied career as Buffalo Sabres Hall of Famer. Since its inception in 1980, the Sabres Hall of Fame has existed to honor the individuals who have helped shape the history of our organization. These players, coaches, and builders gave everything that they had for the logo and, by extension, to all of us who love this game and this team. As long as I've known Rob, two things have mattered most to him: his family and the Buffalo Sabres. That being said, how fitting that we combine the two tonight. Joined by representatives from the Buffalo Sabres and his fellow alumni, we have Razor's parents, John and Edith. His wife, Julianne, daughter, Jordan, and son, Robert Jr. Now let's have a warm welcome for tonight's attending Hall of Famers. From the class of 1986, welcome Don Luce. Inducted in 1998, welcome Larry Playfair. Class of 2000 inductees, Bill Height, Wayne Redshaw, and Rip Simonic. Inducted in 2004, feel free to jump out of your seats for Mike Foligno. From the class of 2010, welcome Jim Lorenz. This former captain was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1994. His number 18 retired in 2005. Please welcome Tickets, Danny Gehr. And of course, it is impossible to think of Razor without thinking of his longtime partner, friend, and fellow Sabres icon, RJ. Here representing the great Rick Jeanneret, his wife, Sandra. The winningest goaltender in franchise history, this player became the most recent inductee into the Sabres Hall of Fame in 2023. His number 30 hangs in the rafters. Welcome, Ryan Miller. And finally, tonight's guest of honor, a Sabre through and through for the last 37 years, welcome Rob Ray.
All right, so an impressive list of inductees and alumni, former Sabre Hall of Fame members down on the ice, and now Rob Ray coming out of the Zamboni entrance, out onto the carpet, and sits next to his wife. He will get a chance to address the crowd here at KeyBank Center in just a little bit. There will be a few others that will induct him, or rather introduce him as well, coming up. But right now, everybody in attendance here at KeyBank Center standing and applauding Rob Ray, as he, of course, a Sabre for the last 37 years in some capacity as part of the organization as a player and a broadcaster.
Razor was asked to choose someone important to his career to serve as his Hall of Fame presenter. He selected a friend, a former teammate, and fellow Sabres legend. To share memories of Rob's career, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mayday, Brad May.
Brad May sitting in the chair right next to the podium, wearing the goat head black jersey, number 10, with his name on the back, and
good
ready
evening,
to go.
Buffalo. It's truly an honor to be standing in front of you tonight to celebrate our good friend, our teammate, and my big brother, Robert John Ray, as he takes his rightful place in the Buffalo Sabres Hall of Fame. For over 7 unforgettable years for myself as a player here, I had the privilege of skating alongside you, Rob. And then after our playing days, we got to work together on the Sabres broadcast with the likes of Dan Dunleavy, Brian Duff, Marty Biron, and come on, Buffalo, the legendary Rick Jeanneret. Razor, I have no doubt that tonight's recognition is long overdue. Now, when you think of Rob Ray, a few things come to mind. Number one, his head is huge. But, in all seriousness, his passion for the game and his knowledge as a broadcaster, he's done a fantastic job. His toughness, unmatched. And his uncanny ability to remove his jersey in one swift motion during a fight. That skill alone might deserve its own act in Las Vegas. Number 32 was a fan favorite. Crowds at the odd, and right here at KeyBank Center, Sabres fans would bust out in unison, chanting, "We want Ray. We want Ray." Let's go, Buffalo. Give them one. His head's getting bigger as we chant this. We have some special guests here tonight. Rob's teammates, coaches, trainers, and management. Thank you all for being here tonight with us. Saving the best for last, as Dan eloquently put it earlier, it's your family, Rob. Mom and Dad, give a little cheer for Edith and John Ray. Rob, your sister Cindy cannot make it here, but your nephews, aunts and uncles, and the rest of the Ray family are here in attendance. Rob wasn't known in his career as a great scorer, but you sure did score when you met Julianne. Buffalo, please give a round of applause for Julianne Ray. Miss Jordan Ray and Mr. Robert Ray Jr. Your husband, your dad, Rob, Razor as we call him, was the heart and soul of this team for many years. And tonight we celebrate everything he's given to this franchise. Let me tell you something about Razor. He played the game with fire that can't be taught. He wasn't just a tough guy, he was among the toughest. Rob holds the Sabres' all-time penalty minute record with 3,207 penalty minutes. That's a tough way to make a living. But Rob wasn't out there just dropping the gloves for fun. Every fight, every hit, every penalty was about one thing. It was about protecting his teammates. And let me tell you, there was no better feeling than knowing Razor had your back. Of course, I can't talk about Rob without sharing one of his most infamous moments of his career. The time he beat up a fan in Quebec. Now, most players save their fights for the other team, but not Rob. During a game against the Nordiques in my rookie season, a fan decided it would be a good idea to jump onto our bench, like Jimmy the Superfly Snuka. Our bench responded by launching him 15 feet high into the air, out onto the ice at the Colisée, and this crazy dude proceeds to run directly at our bench, right at the wrong guy. It was like a Rocky movie, except Rob didn't need 12 rounds. And the best part, he probably would have signed the guy an autograph afterwards if he had asked. What really sets Rob apart is his connection to this city. He became part of the fabric of Buffalo, whether it's his charity work, his time as a broadcaster, or just being a friendly face around town. Rob has always given back to this community. He embraced Buffalo, but Buffalo, you embraced him right back. Thank you. Rob Ray played over 900 games in the NHL, nearly all of them with the Buffalo Sabres. He gave everything he had to this team, to his teammates, and to this city. He wasn't just a player, he was a leader, a protector, and the kind of guy you'd go to war with any day of the week. Razor, truly, I can't think of anyone more deserving than this honor. You've made an indelible mark on this franchise, this community, on your teammates, and in this guy right here. Congratulations, Rob. You've earned this moment. We are all so proud of you. In Buffalo, in the fashion that you guys can do it, let Rob hear your love.
All right, so Brad May and Rob Ray being introduced. We will have a video coming up here in just a moment to introduce Rob. Also, the entire Sabre team right now is sitting on their bench taking in the ceremony, including head coach Lindy Ruff. And they're all wearing Rob Ray t-shirts. All right, back to Dan Dunleavy.
Before Razor has a few words for all of you, and I know he's looking forward to it, we want to please have you turn your attention to the video board for a special tribute to Rob's career.
He wouldn't have done the thing he did on the ice or went through the things he went through if he didn't care deeply about this team. It was all Buffalo or nothing. That's just the way he is.
Back it comes. Here's a chance now. But Ray scores! Rob Ray in his first shift on the ice in his first game in the National Hockey League.
Rob Ray scored, 40 goals in his career? And he probably never got a loud ovation compared to his fight.
On most nights, Rob was the toughest guy in the ice.
It's not an easy job. It's a very, very hard job. And Razor was very good at it. He knew when to fight.
You know, over the bench comes in 32. He got on the ice, and all of a sudden you saw the helmet go down almost to, right above his eyebrows. And the gloves would go off.
Jersey comes off, throwing bombs at guys. He's always, after fights, just fist bumping.
He was definitely ahead of the curve and looking for an advantage in the fights he was getting in. The Rob Ray rule, the opposition was tired of fighting this really tough guy who was shirtless, and you can't hold on.
And the odd would shake, the building would shake. I mean, every time he dropped the gloves and he could feel the fans, it's like, he was a 7-foot-tall, giant out there.
And then he was the last one to come out because he was the one obviously getting stitches. And I was always coming down going, waiting to see what he looked like.
He knew when the game was not going the right way for us emotionally, he'd change it with a fight or a hit or just trying to instill some intimidation in the game.
It wasn't a matter of necessarily winning the battle. It was showing up for the scrap, and he did that. That's the sign of an unbelievable teammate.
Razor wasn't the biggest of guys, but he gave everything he had to protect his teammates.
That's not an easy job. It's a bit of a weight, actually. So to do it, you have to find a spot inside you that really cares, because you can't fake that.
After hockey, all I could think of is, what's he going to do? Because that's all he knew. Doing the broadcasting, he was still doing everything he loved. He was still there with all the guys. He never left.
But this guy who just laid everything on the line for the Buffalo Sabres, if there's a game night, he wants to be involved.
And as an addition to our intermission, you will find somebody else I outlasted in Rob Ray. Welcome aboard, Razor.
Definitely RJ was the one who got him to do the broadcasting. Their friendship was unbelievable.
He loved them, absolutely loved them. They relied upon one another, and I think the understanding between the two was something that Rob, I know, still cherishes.
And so I said, we'll just do it from between the benches along with Rob Ray. At the moment that I said that, I was kidding. I'm not anymore. That's where we're going to be, and we're going to be here all night long. You got company, partner.
Could you ever imagine him not being a part of the Buffalo Sabres?
No, I can't. That's what everything is the Sabres to him.
The private part of Rob Ray, yes, he has a rough exterior at times, but there's nobody that's going to be more loving and certainly more dependable.
He's the biggest heart that you can find on and off the ice. He'll always be there for you.
The Buffalo Sabres are an organization since day one that he got here, he fought for. And by being there for every single Sabre player that has ever come through the door, he has your back.
At left wing, number 32, Rob Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Ray.
Stop, I'm gonna cry. I came to this town, I didn't need glasses, I was in shape, I had hair. I've left it all here for you guys. Well, first of all, Brad, thanks for the introduction. I never thought you could speak so elegant. And after listening to you on the radio today with Duffer and Marty, you lied the whole time. You never beat me up. I never got stitches. And I'm glad that Gordy and I put that X-Lax on your cheesecake in Hartford and you couldn't play the next night. So I was going to apologize tonight, but no. Dan, thanks for doing the emceeing. My suggestion is just keep working at it. You might be able to make a career out of this. I'd like to thank all the Hall of Famers that are here. My teammates are here to share this night. And to the Sabres Hall of Fame Committee for this incredible honor. I also want to thank the Knox brothers, Mr. Regas, Tom Galassano, and of course, Terry and Kim. All the owners of this franchise who brought and kept hockey in this great city. And I also want to thank the people in this building that work here every night, from tickets to security, the parking lot, the ushers. Every one of you people here make it so pleasant to come here every night and just make it a great place. And I know you guys don't get the recognition, but thank you for everything that you guys do in this building. I am a little nervous right now. I did a lot of really stupid things on this ice, crazy things, and I never really felt nervous. I just played the game. And as you can see, I did some of my best work out here with no shirt on, and I'm kind of thinking I should peel down now, but I don't even take my shirt off now to shower, so, and it's too light in here. I grew up in a small town called Sterling, Ontario, and when I got a chance to come to the NHL, I was the first one ever from my area. And my driving force was to make my family and everyone back home proud. You know, my mom and dad, they're here tonight. And I just want to thank you guys for the love and support you've given me over the years. You gave up a lot for my success, as every parent does for their kids. And I just wouldn't have been able to do it without you. And I just want to say thank you, and I love you guys. After junior hockey in Cornwall, I was drafted to Buffalo, and I had no idea where Buffalo was. And after I found out, I was like, Dan, I'm glad I found out, because it's been the most amazing place and the most amazing experience that anybody could ever have. Yep. After my first camp, I was sent to Rochester, and the head coach was John Van Boxmeer. And Boxy gave me the greatest advice on what I need to do to become an NHL player. He told me at the time what the Sabres wanted, and he was right. 446 minutes in penalties, 46 fighting majors in my first season in the American Hockey League kind of set the stage for my future career. So thank you to Boxy for that great information. I played my first NHL game the following season in Pittsburgh, as you've seen on the board, against Tom Barrasso and the Penguins. I got a goal and assist. I was +3 in my first game, and statistically wise, it was the best game I ever had in the NHL. I thought at this point, hey man, this is going to be easy. Fighting's out, and I'm on to something different. Reality set in really quick. At the end, I had a goal and 2 assists, and I was -8 or -12, so it happened quick. My first coach here was Rick Dudley with the Sabres, and he taught me the whole fight game, when to fight, when not to fight, and more importantly, he taught me how to deal with the mental part of the role, and I thank him for that. Next, John Muckler. He put a lot of trust in me in my game. He not only helped me grow as a player, but how to respect both on and off the ice. Mux came in when he was first day and he says, look, I treat superstars like superstars and the rest of you just be lucky you're here. I looked at the stat sheet, I walked over to him and I said, Mux, I'm happy to be here. Ted Nolan. Teddy, I love this guy. He made everybody feel so important. He respected everybody. He got the best out of his players. We didn't always win, but they always knew they were in a game. And when he was coach, we were considered the hardest working team in hockey, and that was a big, big title to carry. Lindy, ha. Still question your coaching sometimes, why you put me on the ice in certain situations, but we'll talk about that later. But you know what, Lindy was awesome. Lindy taught me how to be a leader. He taught us as a team how to be responsible. And when things weren't going well, he taught us to look in the mirror first at ourselves before we turned and looked at others. And I think that's how we really kind of grew as a group and to a team, and it made a big difference. The best part about this game is the friendships you make, the experience you've had, the teammates. There's a lot here. Some I'm going to, you know, I'll miss. I don't know. Mayday, great job. I'm just really thankful you didn't come up here and tell everybody how you scored one of the greatest goals in Sabres history, Mayday, and that you went on to win a Stanley Cup. But you've come a long ways from every practice, every game, Brad would puke before it started because he was so nervous. And I'm proud of you how far you've come. You've done a nice job, Brad. Suts, Kenny Sutton's here. Suts and I were roommates at the beginning, and I'll tell you what, we experienced a lot as young kids, did a lot of crazy things, but he was the voice of reason, and he kept us out of a lot of trouble. Suts, I thank you for that. Barney, I don't know, I better be careful here. Barney, I'll tell you what, I loved you, I hated you, I loved you, I hated you. I loved playing with you. I hated playing against you. I loved that you always had my back. I hated you when I threw you through the window of our condo. I hated you when you broke my stick. But I love you because you got bigger balls than anybody I have ever met. Gordy Donnelly, a big influence in my life. And Gordy was a real quiet guy. I don't know if I should call him El Guapo or Gordy. I'm not going to get into that one. But Gordy was the guy that always had a way of putting things in perspective. Brad talked about that Quebec game. And I said to Gordy after, and I said, was that the craziest thing you ever said or seen? And he goes, no. And I'm like, what? He goes, same building. Somebody brought in a bran sack with some piglets in it. They threw it over the glass partway through the game. The pig started running all over the ice, pooping all over the ice. He goes, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. So thanks for putting things into perspective, Gordy. Donald Odette, spent a lot of years with Donald, and he was the toughest little prick I ever played with. One night in Minnesota, he got hit, and he blew out his shoulder and his knee in one hit. And he bounced back to be better than ever after that. And I had a lot of respect for him, but he was that guy. He put some phrases into hockey. I had my man. I touched that puck last. So thanks, Donald. It meant a lot. All these guys have become lifelong friends, and the memories that we created over the years, it's just, that's what the game's all about. It's not the games. It's not how many goals you get. It's the friendships you make at the end of it, and that's what's so important. I'd like to thank again all the alumni here. It's been an honor to get to know you over the years and work with you. We have probably the best alumni in the NHL, and it's all because of you guys and the support that we get. Yeah. To the current players, my advice is appreciate, respect the opportunity you're getting because it goes quick. Embrace playing here in Buffalo. The city deserves it, and have fun. And I think that's the most important thing I could pass on to you guys. Also, to the greatest, most resilient fans in the world, thank you for accepting me, appreciating me, and understanding my role early. You're special people. I came to the city in 1989. Today, I'm proud to say I'm a resident of Western New York, the home of amazing, passionate, and caring people. I started my second career in television, and I was lucky enough to have the great Rick Jenner as a mentor. And he was special. And it's nice to see Cupcake here tonight because it's awesome. RJ, I know you're looking down on us right now. You're critiquing my speech. But thank you for the legendary fight calls and for teaching me how to be a broadcaster. I truly miss you, especially hanging out with you in those little dive bars on the road and shooting a lot of BS, shooting it together. It's just been fantastic. And I miss you a lot, buddy. And we all do, so. I got to say a quick one to Joe Pinter, too. What RJ didn't teach me about broadcasting that he didn't think I needed to know, Joe Pinter did, and I thank you a lot for that, Joe. You've done a big friend, and you've done a lot for me over the years. Rip Simonic, I just want to thank you for all the talks when I needed it. You're a brother, you're a father, you're a friend to every guy that's ever played here. You're a special man. And especially my buddies that used to come in from home all the time and you'd get them out of jail, they thank you very much as well. George Babcock, I hope you realize how important you are and how much you mean to this team. Don't ever change. But there is one thing. I am sorry for that night, the first time we had to use the tie down and it didn't work. And I went in the room and I beat you up because I was mad. I'm sorry for that, man. I totally apologize for that. Look, hockey's humbling, life's humbling, but I look at it that I won. I won life. I was able to fulfill a dream of playing in the NHL, and best of all, I met the greatest wife a man could have, and in turn, she gave me the two greatest kids I could ever ask for. I would trade everything that I've ever accomplished just to have you guys, because it's all I need. And I thank you guys, and I love you guys very much. You know, in just closing here, I hope I made my parents, family, and friends back home proud. Now I have another family, another hometown, and I hope to make them proud too. So many things went way in my life and in my career for a guy that really wasn't that good. It's hard to believe I've been in this organization for 37 years. And in those nights when I was coming off the ice and it was blood coming out of your face somewhere, that wasn't red, that was blue and gold. And that's the way I look at it. I'm honored and I feel extremely privileged to be inducted into the Buffalo Sabres Hall of Fame. I thank you very much. Thank you to all you people. Good luck to the guys. I hope you go. So thank you very much, everybody.
And now, Buffalo, what do you say we make this official? The Hall of Fame sword is the official symbol of a player's enshrinement. Here to present Razor with his sword and welcome him to this illustrious club is our most recent inductee, Ryan Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, the 44th member of the Buffalo Sabres Hall of Fame, Rob Ray.